What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop, audio review. The Alchemist, Rapper's Best Friend 6, an instrumental series. I guess this is new, but not really, only because if you are a fan of Griselda, Freddie, a lot of the popping rappers right now, and a friend of Alchemist, you should know the majority of these beats. Ken, the reason why I recommend it, and obviously no bio, by the way, you know what I'm saying? Go check out the Alchemist interview we did, goddamn, it feels like a century ago now. But go on the YouTube channel, go check that out if you have not. But listening to the instrumental, right? And I know the majority of these shits, especially the way he started with Sensational Sherry. The reason why I wanted to do it is because not only does it give you an insight into Alchemist's mind producing these beats, but also the artists and what they did on the beats. Because I'm no rapper, you know what I'm saying? I don't be trying to rap or nothing like that. But, you know, obviously I'm a fan of hip hop. And I think if you're a fan of hip hop, you get inspired by it. Yeah. You know, these artists and producers. And it's just like to hear this and to know what Westside did with it. It's like, how, Sway? How did you hear this and go there? You know what I'm saying? And then Tearaway Shorts. I don't know the original. I don't know who rapped over that. Do you know, Ken? Are you familiar with this one?
Nah.
Me neither. But this was dope. You know what I'm saying? No Woman, No Kids. I don't remember the name of the track, but I recognize the beat. I recognize the beat when it played. Man, like, Alchemist is, he's a master of simplicity. Because he can create very ominous situations because he didn't add too much. And this is the prime example. It's like a little do-go-do-go-do-do. And it feels so scary. And it feels so, like, not necessarily horrorcore, but it feels like it could be like in a horror movie. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember the rapper that rapped off of this. I want to say maybe Griselda, but I can't remember. And then God Is Perfect. You know what I'm saying? And then just listening to this, it's like, man, Freddie, how is that where you went with it? You know what I'm saying? So that's the main reason why I wanted to do this one, because we haven't done an instrumental. This is the first instrumental. But how did you feel about some of these beats, Ken?
Yeah, man, this shit is great, man. You know, obviously, of course, you already spoke about the rappers and how we were introduced to the beats. You know, the first go round, but just listening to them stripped away without the rappers, I think is great. And I think the thing that made this really interesting is I'm gonna go in a different direction with you. Cause yeah, you hear hip hop and feel hip hop at times, but you know, I was taking my walk that I normally take every day around 12, and this was a great soundscape. Cause it's normally about 20, 25 minutes where I'm walking, and this was going on, man, and I was just walking. It was almost like theme music at times. It was always entrancing at times, and you kind of just get lost in your thoughts, which is really weird because these type of beats at times shouldn't really make you kind of go in that direction, but it just made the world look like different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, wow, this is kind of nuts. But then you hear like, so Joe be like, oh yeah, I know that Uh-huh. I know that one. I know that
but
one.
But it makes you, but you feel different about it without the rappers on it.
Yep.
Because, you know, I have a newfound respect for 500 Ounces. Obviously, I love that track, Rock Marcy, Westside, and Freddie. But listening to it by itself, it's like, again, simplistic. He didn't, there's not a lot going on, but it's like if you were to strip all of those sounds separately, I would have never put that shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wouldn't have thought this and that go to like how he has that little and it just builds and then you got the doom, doom, doom. Like I don't know, man. Like I think to be a super dope producer, your brain gotta tick different. It has to. Cause it doesn't just tick. It can't just tick logically. It has to tick at a different beat. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But Ken, I'm not going to front, man. One of the hottest joints on this motherfucker. And listening to it without Benny on it, I feel the same way with Benny. Without Benny, with Benny. Mm. Nigga, that 5 to 50, Ken. Oh, Alchemist. Nigga. Oh, my God. Yo, that beat is crazy.
Yeah, nah, it's good with and without him, man. I agree. I love every time that one comes on, I perk up. I think what sounds good on its own is Surf and Turf.
Mm.
That's that Boldy joint,
yep,
man.
Yep.
That shit sounds so motherfucking good. And again, that has that like entrancing type of sound to it. And I'm like, fucking Boldy, how did Boldy even hear that shit? And then, but the one that got that pimp 70 shit is It Never Ends. Man, that shit right there sounds like Isaac Hayes would jump on that shit and fucking kill it, man. Mm. Or Barry White. That's kind of Barry White's lane, White, too.
Yep.
But I definitely hear Isaac Hayes. That shit is
It's
fucking great.
So obviously, Ken, you know how Nick liked to say, if was a fifth, we all be drunk. Okay. So let's drink a little bit, even though we're not really drinking. Who would you, obviously we know some of the rappers that were on these beats, but who would you put on this blank canvas? So like It Never Ends, because I agree that is the most pimpish one on here. So let's start there. Who would you want to see on that?
Primo.
Yes! Primo. Yes! Hey, Alchemist, look, man, I know you listen and you tune into some shit. If you're hearing this, please fuck with Primo Rice. Please.
Yep.
Yes, 100%, Ken. 100%. All right, let me see. Who would you put on Phantom of the Opera?
Because
I love that one too.
I would go Rock Marciano.
Yeah, that's a Rock Marcy joint. That's a Rock Marcy joint. You know who I think would kill that though? J-Rock.
I think J-Rock would. On that.
Let me see. What's another one? What about Clout Dracula? Who can you see on that? Because it's slow. It's very, very, you know, like you gotta come with some shit.
Let me get Pusha.
I can see Pusha on there. For me, give me Ransom. When I heard it, I said, I don't know if Ransom rapped on it. I really don't. I do not recognize that beat, but Ransom. And Ken, we got to do this new one that he dropped.
Oh, I already listened to him. One with Big Ghost.
Oh yeah, you did too.
Yeah. I listened to it last night. Nah, I saw him. Oh, I knew it was coming out because I was just on Twitter and saw it. Then I saw him tweet about it. Yeah, I listened to it last night.
All right, cool. But yeah, man, like I don't really have much more to say, man. Alchemist now finally, thankfully, the Freddie Gibbs is now a Grammy nominated producer. You know, long overdue. This nigga been putting out crazy work for forever. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I think the people that know respect, and I think the people that are on the outside, more so like on the commercial end, I think they're starting to catch more wind of who he is. And again, that's not being disrespectful to Alchemist because he's had those commercial successes. What's the joint with Jada and Styles where they trade bars back and forth? For the Because when my dope come in, you got to use a scale that the way the whales with. You know I'm bad with fucking names.
Yeah, I don't know.
But y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. We're not going to do no favorites on here, man, because obviously all of these joints are from completely different projects. And shout out to Alchemist, man.
And last one I mentioned, Warlord Leather.
Yes, sir. That's why they put it last.
The drums, man, that shit goes too. Yep. All right, I'm done.
But yeah, 14 songs, 39 minutes. No favorites. We love them all. Look, thank you for the support. Almost 1,000 a day. That's because of you. All we ask is to share it so that way we can continue to grow organically. Help your brother out, man. But look, the only thing I can promise, tomorrow there's another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.